You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What about this gentleman's idea of summer in it? This is Lord Echo. Opportunity would be if we could talk to Lord Echo right now, but look at the magic of radio. Hey Lord Echo, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mikey.
Talk about the hot ticket, your show, your upcoming show at the Hollywood Cinema.
Yes, indeed. Well, I hope it's the hot ticket. I'm glad that you say that. Whether it's true or not, let's pretend that it is.
It is then.
It is.
Now you're in Wellington at the moment, are you?
I am in Wellington, sunny Wellington. We've had a run of fantastic weather, so I'm feeling quite positive.
Always a capital day in the capital city.
That's right. Everyone's drinking coffee and being very creative and holding down government jobs, you know, keeping the country running. It's all happening right now.
Now, your latest album, Harmonies, third album. Your running name's Mike Fabulous. What's the difference between Mike Fabulous and Lord Echo?
I don't know. Lord Echo is a nicer person, and Mike Fabulous is an asshole. You don't want to talk to him. So you've got Lord Echo this morning. He's much nicer and much more pleasant to be around, and he's a much better musician, actually, to be honest.
Really?
To be fair.
Did he concentrate a bit more?
What's that?
Paid attention to the theory?
Paid attention to the theory.
Didn't get caught up in the lifestyle?
Just more humble, you know. Just more humble.
Hey, you're bringing your show to the Hollywood, and what is your show? You've got some great guests. You've got your music, which is simply special, and what can we expect at the Hollywood?
Well, that is actually something I can be.
That's what I want to get to here.
Yes. Well, the All Thing Hand is the support band, and I'm not sure if you've seen them, but I really think they are one of the best live bands in the country at the moment.
Wow.
One of those bands that you've just got to see them. They're quite an experience. They're very all the guys in that band, they've got a long history of kind of making very unusual music, and they're really, really good at it. I think they're really incredible musicians that are just able to create something that, in my view, is kind of far more intriguing and original than anything I'd ever be capable of. So I'm stoked that they're playing, and I guess they're on, being the support, and I guess they're on earlier, maybe 9:30 or something. I'm just going to take a guess at that. So definitely head down and check them out, because it's it'll be well worth your trouble. So that's exciting. And just that it's going to be great to play in that venue, the Hollywood Cinema, because it's an amazing cinema, and they play actual 35mm film projections in between bits and pieces, and I've got Erica Sklenner's doing visuals and making it all just look pretty and awesome, and there's food and there's special drinks, and so basically it's just like trying to create an experience and a night out, because just because it's so much more interesting than just going to a bar, just doing a gig in a bar, it's so fucking boring. So I have really tried to make this something special. So I'm looking forward to, and when we played Wellington on Saturday night, because I haven't really done this before, I haven't really put on my own shows and been the boss and done the whole thing. But one of the feelings
do you like walking in those boots?
Well, here's the thing I did like about it was like when it actually, it was very stressful and everything, but on the actual night, I kind of felt like the host, and I was like wandering around greeting people and making sure, saying, asking if everyone was okay and checking on people, and I quite enjoyed that feeling. So I'll look forward to hosting again on Friday night at Hollywood Cinema.
I always thought when I had my bar that I always felt like Gopher from The Love Boat. Remember that?
Yeah.
He was sort of like the concierge helper out, or a sort of, hey, everything all right?
Yeah. And the great thing is that you don't really have to talk to anybody, because that's what
because you're working
like
the room.
30 seconds.
Working the
you
room.
You just rush
off,
you look really busy, and you can actually avoid any kind of meaningful social interaction, but sort of feel like you're there and doing, being useful somehow. So I really enjoyed that. It was great.
It's doing shows like this sort of sporadically. How do you sort of balance up the stressing out about it thing? Like if you're doing them every week, you just get used to getting that rut, I suppose. Bands that do that, or artists that do that. But is this a matter of just because you want to assemble all the right people for it, and sort of as a logistical thing, or is it, do you think now that you've got this one together, you might do a few more shows?
I'll wait and
you should,
see.
What you should say is you'll never do any more ever again. This is the last one. Everyone's got to come.
That's kind of how I'm feeling right now, but I'll reserve my judgment till afterwards, and I'm sure once it's like, I imagine it's somewhat like giving birth to a child, from what I've heard, and that...
It's exactly the same.
Or from what I've observed, let's say, and that it's quite hard, it's quite a difficult thing to do, let's be honest, it's one of the most difficult things to do, but then somehow, after a bunch of time finishes, you forget all about all the bad bits, and suddenly you want to have another one, so I'm feeling like that may happen in regards to this. And I feel like I should do some more shows, and just stop being so... such a scaredy cat, such a lazy scaredy cat who's just worried that no one's going to come and it will mean that no one, likes me and that I'm a bad person.
Listeners, did you hear that? We don't want to upset him. We don't want to upset Lord Echo.
Upset Lord Echo.
So the show's on Friday, 10th of November, this coming Friday at the Hollywood Cinema. Woohoo! If you haven't got a ticket, you can get it from undertheradar.co.nz. If they don't see you here, where can they see you next?
That's a good question. I think Rhythm and Alps at New Year's, but that seems like quite a long way from Auckland, but I guess some people may travel that far. And then the only other place you could see me, I think, is Japan, so that's even further. So make sure you take this opportunity, I guess.
It really is a unique opportunity, isn't it? Hey, thanks very much for talking to us this morning. Have a great show. You've got amazing guests joining you on stage, and an amazing stage by the sound of it as well.
Yeah.
And have a great night, Lord Echo. Thanks for talking to us on BFM.
Well, thank you for your enthusiasm, Mikey, and take care.
Woohoo!
See you soon. Bye.
Once again, tickets from undertheradar.co.nz. And we did mention that DJ Manuel Bundy will be there as well, just to keep the bar very high. This is new from Lord Echo, Just Do You, featuring Mara TK. You can go see it on Friday.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.